This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Bob Gibson is the political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and that's not a good sound. He is the political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and I thought he was Progress, joins us on the phone, and Bob is literally en route to this studio, I hope. Is that right?
Yes, I just, my phone went dead as I walked into the Newcomb Hall parking garage.
That'll do it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's happened to me many times when I am listening to my satellite radio, and it just dies the minute I pull into the parking garage. You're just leaving an event with Hillary Clinton at the University of Virginia, is that right?
She went long. She started at 12 after 3, and she just finished about a minute before 4:30. She was answering questions about 95% of the time from UVA students, so she took an awful lot of questions, and she gave an awful lot of answers. One of them had to do with the commercial I had heard on WINA just before your current segment, the John McCain commercial.
Right, right.
She was saying, you know, the Republicans with their presumptive nominee, John McCain, are going to make this an election about national security, and I believe I'm the best candidate to take on the Republicans on the issue of national security. And it was that kind of a question and answer, mostly on issues.
And what did the crowd seem? We've heard that younger folks across the country are mostly going for Obama. Did it seem like they were favorable towards her?
They were very polite towards her, and on several occasions they gave her some good applause when she spoke up for making college affordable and things like that. But I didn't get the impression it was a pro-Hillary crowd. I think the students were maybe, more of them were for Obama or for Republican candidates than were actually for Hillary.
Interesting. And, of course, tomorrow is the big vote here in Virginia, primary day. And where is she headed tonight? Do we know what her schedule looks like?
She is headed up U.S. 29 at the moment to the airport to get to Washington by, or Falls Church, some studio for a TV show she's going to make this evening. She had challenged Obama very recently to a debate, trying to get on in the day before the primary, and Obama didn't accept that offer, and she's going ahead with whatever. I think she'll be at the News Channel 8 cable station in Northern Virginia tonight and on WJLA Channel 7.
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. And Bob, we've got a whole bunch of stuff we want to talk about with you, and we look forward to you joining us live in the studio in just a few minutes. I know that you're literally driving across town as we speak, and I appreciate you getting over here. That's very kind of you. I know you're very busy, and you've got to get back to the newsroom and write up this Hillary Clinton story. Do we expect Barack Obama to make an appearance in Charlottesville?
No, he made his appearance here on the 29th of October and had 4,500 people outdoors at a cold night outdoor fundraiser at the end of the Charlottesville Pavilion at the end of the mall. That was his appearance in Charlottesville. He's not going to be back. He's in larger markets right now, running around Virginia prior to tomorrow's primary.
Right. And John McCain is going to be a guest on the WINA Morning Show tomorrow, as will Bill Clinton.
Very good. Bill Clinton is also running around the state. He is going to make an appearance in Roanoke tonight after Hillary Clinton could not make one in Roanoke last night because of the high winds, and Barack Obama could not make one in Roanoke or Blacksburg this morning because of the high winds preventing him from getting there.
Hmm. We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. And Bob, you'll be joining us in the studio in just a few moments. But you broke the news on your blog, and the link, folks, is right there on the front page of the Daily Progress, dailyprogress.com. You broke the news on Friday night of the passing of former mayor and former Virginia delegate Mitch Van Yeres.
I was very surprised when I heard that on Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, about 6, just after 6. Because I'd heard from a nurse who had treated Mitch in the Martha Jefferson Hospital on Wednesday, 2 days before, after his, they thought, successful operation for lung cancer. They removed a growth from one of his lungs, and there was great optimism that he was on a fast road to recovery. He was feeling great. He was in great spirits, but he went suddenly downhill on Friday and died after valiant efforts to save him at the hospital Friday afternoon.
Very, very sad. Bob, we're going to let you drive, and we'll just see you here in just a few minutes.
Very good.
All right, drive safe. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. He's literally en route to the studios here on Rose Hill Drive, and we'll look forward to continuing this conversation with him in a few minutes. Bob Gibson joins us live in studio after a mad dash across town. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate that.
No traffic tickets.
Yeah, well, good for you. Thank you so much. Now, you're just how was the Clinton event this afternoon at the University of Virginia? It was not a public event. This was just for Larry's students,
no,
right?
No, it was mostly Larry's students in his American Politics and Government class 101. So it was a lot of undergraduates, and they had a lot of good questions for her. And she gave thorough issue, you know, platform-oriented responses. So it was a discussion on issues more than anything else. It wasn't a rally like Saturday night's Jefferson-Jackson Day dinner with her speech and then that of Barack Obama. It was more of a class, a good discussion in an American politics class.
Tell us about that Saturday night event. You were there. It was a jam-packed crowd at VCU.
6,000 Democrats in the Siegel Center where they play basketball at VCU. It was an electric atmosphere. There were cheers going back and forth among sort of college kids and a lot of others in the bleachers when there weren't speeches going on. You know, people would say, yes, we can, yes, we can. And Obama, Obama, Obama. And then the Clinton folks would answer back across the hall. So it was half pep rally, half, it was a very exciting event. It wasn't at all like today's class.
They actually broadcast a lot of that on the cable news channels.
Yeah, I saw Obama's speech after I got home that night.
Yeah, yeah. And Clinton's speech was on there, and both of them were on in full on CNN and Fox and
MSNBC. MSNBC, right.
Yeah, on Saturday night. I watched both of them. And, of course, Delegate Jennifer McClellan, a frequent guest on this program, a graduate of the Sorensen Institute, she introduced Hillary Clinton. Tim Kaine spoke. Former governor and Senate candidate Mark Warner spoke. And
was introduced by his wife. And his wife, Lisa Collis, is leading a group called Virginia Women for Barack Obama. So even though Mark Warner is neutral as a Senate candidate between Obama and Clinton, his wife, Lisa Collis, is out there working with Governor Kaine's wife, Ann Holton, and other women around Virginia for Barack Obama in tomorrow's primary.
We're talking with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Speaking of that primary, tell us, you've written a couple of articles recently, both about the voting tomorrow, the turnout, the expected turnout, as well as Obama. Evidently, the numbers show that local folks are giving more money to Obama than Clinton.
That's no surprise, and that's true across the country in college communities. In college communities, Barack Obama is seriously getting more money, a lot more money than Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton has more money from Virginia Democrats statewide than Barack Obama does. They're both up in that 6-7 million figure and increasing it rapidly. But in the Charlottesville area, in the 229 blank blank zip codes, he has done significantly better than she has in the fundraising.
Interesting. And how about the support for McCain in this area?
You know, the McCain support, I was surprised. You know, McCain was written off for a good part of last year from, say, you know, the mid to late spring until pretty late in the fall. His campaign didn't look like it was going too far. And then he caught fire in the early primaries. But Texas Congressman Ron Paul has gathered more money in the Charlottesville zip codes in contributions than has John McCain.
You're kidding.
No, $41,691 last year to Ron Paul compared to, a lesser figure in the 30,000 range.
31,434. Yeah.
For John McCain. So Ron Paul has done better and has many more donors here because they're small donors.
Interesting. That's really interesting. Now, what's it look like for tomorrow? The polls open at 6 o'clock, right?
Right. 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. at all the normal polling places. And a voter, any registered voter, can go into either primary, but not both, because they're both open primaries. So if you're registered to vote, you'll go in and they'll say, do you want a Republican presidential primary sample ballot or a ballot? Or would you like a Democratic presidential primary ballot? And you can choose one or the other. And there'll be six names on each ballot. Now, most of those candidates aren't still running. There are really only two running on the Democratic side, and there are really only three still in the race on the Republican side.
Interesting. And are they expecting a big turnout tomorrow?
They are, especially on the Democratic side. The Republican side looks a little more settled. I mean, it's not over yet between John McCain and Mike Huckabee. Huckabee is still contesting and still winning some states. But right now it looks, with all the Republican officials across Virginia flocking into McCain's camp as late as they can get on that bus before it takes off, it looks like John McCain's going to do very well tomorrow. And it's a winner-take-all primary, so McCain is heavily, heavily favored to win all of Virginia's GOP delegates tomorrow. On the Democratic side, it's proportional. The delegates are apportioned according to how the candidates do in each congressional district. So there is more incentive to get the vote out, and I think there's a great deal more excitement about this election than we've seen in a long time, certainly in presidential primaries.
Those Democrats got to do it the most confusing way possible.
Oh, it's Byzantine. It's a Byzantine system of apportioning delegates.
Especially with those superdelegates and all that we're learning about that.
Almost 800 superdelegates, and there are about 20 from Virginia. Some of them are for Barack Obama. Some of them are for Hillary Clinton. A lot of them are still undeclared. It's not an easy process to figure out. And everywhere you look, there's a different delegate count. If I look at some news organizations today, Barack Obama is ahead in the delegate count overall. If I look at others, Hillary Clinton is ahead in the delegate count overall because of those superdelegates. It's clear that Barack Obama has won most of the pledged delegates to date.
Interesting. We're going to watch it, and we'll talk with you again soon. Bob Gibson writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Bob, thank you so much for
coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Good to see you, Coy.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.